Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Positive progress in addressing Gillette College faculty concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Progress in resolving internal matters at Gillette College seems promising, as highlighted in an update delivered by the college's Faculty Senate president last week. The Gillette News Record reported during the regular board meeting on Wednesday, Matthew Craig, the Faculty Senate president, outlined various areas where college executives have taken steps to tackle concerns raised by instructors within the Gillette Community College District. These efforts encompassed aspects such as conducting salary studies, initiating employee surveys, and emphasizing transparency. These issues had come to light last month through internal documents released to resident Doug Girard following a public records request. Craig told college trustees during their board meeting, "Although faculty still have ongoing concerns, we believe that steps are being taken to address them. Moving forward, our aim is to foster a spirit of collaboration and cooperation." Craig says he's had conversations with top administrators and those discussions will continue. He said administration has responded to some of our concerns and are working through others. In September, nursing and career technical education faculty sent letters to administrators with concerns about a compensation study that determined a pay scale for employees of the new district. Instructors questioned the process surrounding the study and found the new salary guidelines confusing. Craig said at the meeting that faculty senate members had asked for compensation to be reassessed, and that's now happening. Another area of concern was a climate or workforce morale study that was given out last spring, from which faculty members have said no findings were ever discussed or acknowledged. In November, the college contracted with Dee Stafford and Associates to conduct a formal survey of all employees addressing employee concerns about the previous study conducted in-house. Craig said administration conducted a culture survey, and we genuinely appreciated that. He noted the faculty continued to give input on various issues, and there's faith those will be addressed and resolved. Wyoming rare earth deposit near Wheatland has potential to be the world's richest. The Cowboy State is fast becoming ground zero for a modern-day gold rush for rare earth elements long kept in a Chinese stronghold. Cowboy State Daily reported earlier this year, Ramaco Resources announced it had found an unconventional deposit of rare earths that could be worth upward of $37 billion based on an economic analysis by the Wall Street Journal. A company in Upton, Wyoming is meanwhile setting up shop on a large rare earth deposit with a novel, developing a new process that promises to speed rare earth processing and make it dramatically more efficient. Now a company called American Rare Earths, which owns several thousand rare earth mineral acres near Wheatland, has announced that its high-grade rare earth deposit is even richer than thought, maybe so rich that it could be the world's richest. Not only that, but it's present in clay-hosted sediments, which means that the desirable rare earth elements will not require complex cracking operations or the additional processing steps so often needed with hard rock deposits. American Rare Earths is still working to prove out its resource in Wyoming, but it is already working on its mining permits for Halleck Creek. The Halleck site is just west of Wheatland and northeast of Laramie, not too far from Interstate 25, which puts it close to both transportation and infrastructure, despite its somewhat remote Overton Mountain location. Wyoming already has a substantial list of commodities it mines, ranging from coal and trona to uranium. Adding rare earths to the mix is a natural fit. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.